The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The gun bill, Harley.
Yeah, the Trump administration has been getting an awful lot of pressure since these recent shootings to come up with some sort of additional gun control deal. And so this latest proposal, we think, we don't know what's in it yet because the president hasn't said, is going to be divulged and uncovered for the country later on this week. We think it will probably include something about background checks. Whether or not they try to expand background checks to private gun sales is a big, big question and a big issue because it'll be very difficult to police and extremely unpopular for an awful lot of people. Mm. Because here's the reason. If you're a dad and you're getting on in years and you want your sons to have your guns, do you have to run a background check on your own sons or if you can give them to him? The bill, the way that the Democrats would like to see that happen, and the anti-gun lobby was absolutely, they want to do that because they want to track every gun or have the government know where every gun is. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see what the president does go along with, what he comes up with, because no matter what it is, it'll be controversial in both directions.
Absolutely. Well explained. The asteroid.
Well, this is an asteroid, another one that kind of surprised them. They didn't know it was coming until they saw it. And now they say this thing is big. I mean, big from the standpoint of small asteroids. It's as large, almost, as the largest building in the world, Burj Khalifa. It's 2,700 feet tall. This one's about 2,100 feet long, 900 feet, and it's 290 meters wide or something like that. So it's a big one, big rock. If this thing were to hit the ground, it would kill an awful lot of people, as in millions of people. They don't think it's going to hit the Earth. It's not even going to come close to the Earth. It'll be about 3 million miles away. For you and I, that sounds really, really far away. For an asteroid, that's just a near whisker. Pretty close. I'm going to watch it.
Yes, well, we're keeping our eye on it. We won't know where to run, though, Harley. That's the point. Now, animal spies.
Well, the CIA has been using animals, I'm sure they're not alone, as spies to try to find out information of what other countries are doing. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. They've just taken the wraps off of some of these documents. So now we know about it. Going back to 1974, they had spy birds more than anything else. Because a bird can go fly in somebody else's airspace, nobody's going to know about it. The bird comes back, and anything the bird ingested while it was there, anything it breathed, will be in its flesh.
Amazing.
So if there are chemicals and so forth they want to keep track
Amazing.
Of, they could do that, figure out what they're doing.
What a story. What a story. Animal spies. What next? Good on you, Harley.